WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A community in mourning gathered last night in Madison, Wisconsin, to remember the two people killed in the latest school shooting. And we're learning more about the suspect who went on that rampage at a private Christian school. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Investigators are combing through the alleged shooter's home and social media, trying to piece together how she got the gun and what drove her to target her schoolmates.
At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
Police say the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. New charges have been filed in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says a Manhattan grand jury indicted Luigi Mangione on
11 counts, and the first one focuses on first-degree murder. New York is charging first-degree murder because they say that this murder was an act of terrorism.
He could be moved from a Pennsylvania prison to New York City as early as tomorrow. An arrest in yesterday's killing of a Russian general. Here's the BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko.
Russian security services published a video of the suspect basically confessing to the killing of General Kirillov, saying that he had been promised $100,000.
Officials say the suspect was recruited by Ukraine. Off to Capitol Hill, where lawmakers reached a deal to avert a government shutdown. It would keep federal agencies funded through March 14th. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the Fed's expected to announce another decision on interest rates today.
Most expect that the Fed will cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. That would put the Fed funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%. Now, notably, this is a full percentage point below where we were at the beginning of the year.
More delays for two astronauts stuck in space. They traveled to the International Space Station more than 6 months ago. And space analyst Bill Harwood tells us
problems with their Boeing Starliner prompted NASA to move them to a Crew Dragon to get home. Now, SpaceX says it needs more time to get the next Crew Dragon ready to fly, delaying its launch and extending the Starliner crew's mission to nearly 10 months.
If you have presents to ship to your loved ones, get on it. Today is the last day to send them from the U.S. Postal Service. If you want them to get there in time for Christmas, which is also the first day of Hanukkah. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, you know, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late tonight and through much of the day tomorrow. We could end up with around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. Tonight, clouds increasing into the teens. Snow tomorrow with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Maggie Dawn.
Is there a Christmas song that makes you cringe every time you hear it? The Chipmunks, maybe? What about that Mariah Carey tune? We review the weirdest and most annoying holiday tunes of all time. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Peach Wabba.
All right, so got some good text here. Regarding our conversation with Greg. My guest is Greg Schwemm. He is a syndicated columnist, nationally syndicated columnist. You can check out his work if you Google Greg Schwemm, Tribune Content Agency, Humor Hotel. Very funny stuff. But we were talking about baseball and the new golden bat rule. And Eric from Lodi says, yeah, Major League Baseball has always been boring. Always. Minor league games are way more fun. I think he would have a lot of people agreeing with him on that. Anna from Madison says, Pete, there are plans to build a Buc-ee's in DeForest, Wisconsin. So they're coming north for sure. So, and then, Greg, you'll appreciate this. You asked me if I've ever broken the law, and you said everybody's broken the law. And I very arrogantly said I never have. My sister texted. Okay, here's a story. This is embarrassing. I basically embezzled from my own family. When I was like 12 years old or 11 years old, living on the northwest side of Chicago, we lived near an area called Six Corners. It was like Irving Park Road, Cicero, and there was a Sears. And that was where, that was the big department store at the time. So we Schwabba kids, the five of us, ages 11 to 6 or 5.
Perfect.
Yeah. Decided we had to pool our money to buy a second TV because that was the big thing in the late 70s. So we were going to save our money to buy a little black and white TV for like $100 at Sears. Well, I decided I needed a Chuck Foreman jersey instead, who was a running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Not even my team.
I know who he was.
Yeah. So I think my brother Tim and I went to Sears and bought a Chuck Foreman jersey. We just made an executive decision, and my sister
Molly.
You
never got a TV.
Yeah, and really. I should just thank the youngest three siblings for contributing to that because they never really got to enjoy it. I think it ended up in the goodwill heap before they grew into it. But so that is technically stealing. And here's another thing. I probably drove a car when I was under the influence. Not like I've never been sloppy drunk and driving, but I probably was legally drunk.
Yeah, and I think everybody's been probably guilty of that, sadly.
Yeah.
I certainly have.
So there you go. I am a criminal. And thank you for my sister for throwing me under the bus and turning me into the authorities. The 608 says Buc-ee's is Quick Trip on crack. And that is a thing, Greg. When Quick Trip came to Marinette, Marinette has like 10,000 people. It's about 50 miles north here. And people lost their minds. They also said, we're getting two Quick Trips. Like it was a badge of honor. I'm like, it's a gas station.
Yes.
It's a fine establishment. It's great. Yes. But calm down.
Be, calling Buc-ee's a gas station would be like calling Disney World a carnival. you don't do that. Don't go there, Pete.
Like calling it a parish bazaar or something.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. So let's talk about, you did an article too I thought was funny about skinny dipping. And I've always been fascinated. Like I skinny dipped like once, maybe twice in a lake.
and maybe a couple times at a pool. Pool, much safer. I had a much better mindset.
Pool is much safer?
Well,
what time of day was this?
Noon. Just it was a kids' party.
It was a private pool.
Yeah.
Like somebody's backyard.
Exactly. And I
I thought like
No. I wasn't pool hopping or heading over to the neighborhood. But like when you do it in a lake, there are, even a freshwater lake, there are still fish that bite, and that freaks me out.
True. Yeah, I never thought about actually I did it in the ocean. Even thought about it. But yeah, the article was about that you should swim naked, hence skinny dipping,
right,
and you should swim fully clothed at some point in your life, because what you feel between the two of them is very interesting. Because my whole premise of the article was, if you swim fully clothed, you're weighted down and you feel like maybe you can't breathe and you're going to drown, but somehow you get to the dock or to the shore, you know, you panic for a minute,
right,
and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then when you do it, you feel so good. You feel like, okay, that was something that was holding me down, and yet I rose above it, and you feel good about yourself.
Nice.
So that's why you should swim fully clothed, and you should skinny dip, because it just, there is a freedom about it, as I think anybody would agree to, that you come out of there and you're just like, I can't believe I did that. It was so fun.
Like getting away with a crime.
I want to do it again at some point, and I really don't care if anybody saw me.
Wow.
And I think that's a really good, I think that's a really good mindset to have. I know it sounds
interesting.
Sort of weird, but I think it just expresses freedom and the ability to take chances. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do today.
You would think, like, if you did make it back to a pier or shore or whatever, fully clothed, the first thing you would think about is, this would be a lot more fun without the wingtips.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another part of the article, is you don't make a conscious decision to enter the water fully clothed. Something bad happened.
Right.
You know, you missed the last step on the boat.
Right.
The boat and dock, or something happened.
Oh,
you just ended up in the
funny.
Water in your clothes, and you had no idea that was going to be a part of your day.
You just wanted to take a skyline cruise.
Right.
The next thing you know, you're in the Chicago River.
Right.
That's
right.
Very funny.
And the Wendella people said, I'm sorry, there's no refunds for that.
All right. Last article. Then I want to ask you about Christmas. I love the phrase bottomless. All you can eat, you did an article about, it was called words and phrases to avoid as you age, and like a bottomless mimosa or whatever. And I love the all you can eat. Like, people think they're getting a deal. Businesses don't lose money. They don't do you a favor.
No.
Somehow they're still cleaning up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. The bottomless thing, definitely, because like I live in the city of Chicago. So if you were to walk out of any place on Sunday and just walk down two blocks, any establishment that is open at that time is advertising bottomless something. It's bottomless mimosas. It's bottomless Bloody Marys. It's bottomless brunch something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that term, but nothing good comes out of it.
Right.
Because you're either gonna exit that place hammered, or you've just gained like 8 or 9 pounds or both.
Right.
Because you indulge, you took the bottomless bait.
That's so funny.
Don't they have that in Wisconsin?
Oh yeah. We have a lot of
call it bottomless, or did you say all you can eat, or just come in and don't leave, or what is the phrase?
Called hostage
phrase?
Situation. No, I think I have seen bottomless, but I see mostly all you can eat. Like, we have an all you can eat buffet.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it gives people a license to not dress up, to have their stomach hanging out of their shirt, to be looking around people while they're in line with the fear that there's going to be no more food by the time they get there. It's not a good scene. I would rather pay a waitress and just eat, you know, sensibly.
Yes. Yes. What is wrong with that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with sensible eating? I don't know. I don't know. I was in Europe for a good portion of the summer, and they eat very sensibly in Europe, and they're fun people. You know, they're nice, fun people. There's nothing wrong with them. I don't understand it.
My guest is Greg Schwemm. Check out his work at the Humor Hotel. Google Humor Hotel and Greg Schwemm and check out his articles. Very funny stuff. He's also a stand-up comedian with decades in the business. And I want to ask you, Greg, every year I struggle to get I struggle with the bah humbug thing. Like, yeah. It's like, oh my God, another Christmas. Now the kids are a little older. It's not quite. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a comedian,
magic is gone.
Yeah. As a comedian or a writer or just someone who is, I think everybody gets jaded to some degree with old age. How do you keep that Christmas childlike wonder as a comedian and a writer?
Yeah. I mean, part of it is memory. When you think of your past Christmases that you spent with your family or that you spent with your kids, I think you and me as comedians are really good at putting a comedic spin on that. Like how did that happen? Like, no, you know, okay. One year, my daughter finally got her cell phone that she always wanted for Christmas. And there's a memory in there and there's material in there. And I choose to do that. I think, I think as you get older, like you said, there's really nothing about Christmas, I think as you get older that you're like, wow, this is really weird. This is new. This is something I've never ever experienced before. I think that's natural and normal. But I think if you look where the joy comes is you look back and say, wow, we did that in 1984, or we did that when my children were 7 and 12 and we spent all night putting together such and such, or we finally like relented and gave her cell phone or her first Apple product or whatever.
The Bucky's gift certificate, whatever it was.
which I also pilfered from the rack. so yeah, I think that's how I like to spend it. And I think it makes it very fun.
That's a great answer. And I think as you get older, you realize, the magic isn't in believing in things that don't exist or you know, Santa Claus. I don't know if there's any kids listening, but it's just that you come together and you have this time with your loved ones. That's the minor, that's the little miracle taking place that people tend to forget when they keep their eye on bigger things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey man, this was fun. When you write that new article, let's have you come back and I'd love to see where you take that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have any listeners living in the Chicago area, just can I quickly plug?
Absolutely.
I'll be headlining Zanies.
Oh, cool.
In Old Town on Monday, January 13th.
Love that club.
Come on out.
So great.
Okay.
Go see Greg Schwemm. Check out his articles. Have a great Christmas and great holidays, buddy.
All right, my man.
All right.
You too.
Greg Schwemm. Conrad, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we got about a minute left.
Okay. So let's do this. This is when you know you have a good texter. Like Steady Eddie, I see his texts and I have to gauge like how long they are. Do I have time to read this now? Or do I have to make the show a mini series? how am I going to read Steady Eddie's text? But I think we have time now. So Steady Eddie, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, the best gag gift that I ever gave was a gift for a young nephew when he was 5 or 6. The gift was wrapped in a small box. Then that box was put into another slightly larger wrapped box. Then that box was put into another wrapped box. I continued that theme a couple more times. Don't remember what the actual gift was. It doesn't really matter. For me, my nephew, and the rest of the family, it was a hilarious Christmas Eve moment. That's magic right there. That kind of stuff is fun. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Sorry, Steadfast Edward. All right, when we come back, we will have Sean Katz back. He is the marketing director for the City of Marinette, telling us about a really cool event going on Saturday. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinere is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
With me on this Tuesday night, always fun to talk to Greg Schwemm. We will have Sean Katz back hopefully momentarily. I just sent Sean a text, so hopefully he didn't forget. He's probably running around like crazy too, so we will get Sean on the line soon. This is National Device Day. What is that, Conrad? What do you make of that?
You just gotta appreciate your phone, you know.
But do you think it's just phone or like
your
can
laptop?
Opener. Well, whatever. They're all devices, right?
I guess.
You know, break the word down. Device. Vices are bad habits. You device it. I'm doing like a Michael Keaton thing from Night Shift.
You know, it'd be cool though.
Yeah.
What? A touchscreen can opener.
Yeah, except the can openers don't have screens.
But what if they did?
How about voice command can openers? Open the can. That's the only thing you need to say.
And then it doesn't work. So you say it a million more times before it actually starts doing it.
Then you just say, you're being a real jerk. Can opener. Oh, Sean said, I just tried calling and got a fast, busy signal. Oh, dear. Are we having phone issues again? If Sean jumped in his car right now, he wouldn't nearly make it in time. Checking the stream, we got some texts. Sean from Hawaii says, aloha from Malike, Hawaii. I hope I'm saying that right, Sean. I always mean to look that up after you text, and then I don't, because kind of out of sight, out of mind. But if you want to spell that phonetically, I would love to get that right. It sounds beautiful, and I appreciate you listening from so far away. Great to have you with us tonight. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, says, hey, Pete, any super fan Christmas cards come in today? We did get a Christmas card today from Craig Knitt, who is one of JB's good friends, and it was very nice. We got some love from one of our guests, Craig Knitt, who's been on the show several times, and he was just sending us a card saying he appreciates that Nightlight supports the arts and independent film and all the things going on in Wisconsin that hopefully help young filmmakers or people like Craig, who aren't that young, really, but Craig's a very hardworking guy. He does great work with kids in the arts, and he's been on the show, and he is also a filmmaker and an actor himself. So it was nice to get that card. I assume that's what you're meaning. Unless, JB, you sent something we didn't get, like a singing telegram. Would it kill you to send us a singing telegram? I'm just saying. It's the least you could do. But we did get a nice card from Sean. Thank you. Sean is saying, do you want to call him? Why don't we give Sean a call? Yes, we'll do that, Sean, if you're listening. I will give your number to Conrad, and he will give you a call. Conrad, you want to read that new text?
I mean, sure. So this is from Bridget. My mom gave me My mom gave my sister the most obnoxious goose decorated cork board.
What the heck?
And then the next Christmas, she gave it back to my mom.
Oh,
and then
my
the next
gosh.
Christmas, I received it, and so on and so on. I wonder who will get it this year.
My wife's family does something like that, but it was with a windsock. My mother-in-law would always give a windsock to someone, like you'd see at an airport, but it was like a minor one or like a smaller one. And then they would pass it back. Someone else would get it the next year. And it's funny the first couple times, but by like year eight, you're like, how hard do I have to pretend to laugh that I think this is still funny? Because it's just not, it's funny once or twice. But I'm sure you guys have experienced that kind of stuff with gag gifts. Every family had, like, there's Eric who said his brother's passed around a porno year to year. I wouldn't do that from my in front of my parents. I was not that bold when I was young. Even now I wouldn't. So anyway, all right, I guess we have Sean on the phone. Sean Katzbach, ladies and gentlemen. He is the marketing director for the entire city of Marinette. I don't think the guy sleeps. He just had an event called Blues, Brews, and Barbecues probably a month ago, and I thought he's going to collapse, and he probably just recovered a week ago Tuesday, and he's got a new event happening this weekend, and he's here to talk about it now. Sean, how are you, buddy?
I'm still, my feet are up in my recliner, and I'm in traction.
you had the towel off. You were walking around. You were trying to keep everybody happy. It's a huge facility, and people are spread out all over, and you just, you look like you could have used a couple of assistants.
Yeah, if you want to join the team, I'll be more than willing to give you barbecue for payment.
All I got to do is unfold some chairs and I get a free barbecue sandwich. That's not too bad.
There you go. Exactly.
Well,
yeah, this weekend we have Steam coming to the rec center, and it's going to be a great night. It's going to be for kids from 1 to 92.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with the great Mel Torme.
Yeah.
So he wrote the song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, which the actual name is the Christmas song.
The Christmas song, yeah, right.
Yeah. And so he wrote that, and his son, Steve March Torme, happens to live in Appleton.
Come on.
So, yeah.
Really?
So,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. He teamed up with Michael Bailey from the Vic Ferrari band. They've assembled this 13-piece band that is just amazing. And they travel throughout the Midwest. Recently, last week, I think they were at the Appleton PAC playing.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I think they were, Sean. I think you're right about that. We saw that on the on their website, I think. We're always looking for who's playing where, and I
sure.
kind of remember
yep.
that. Yeah. So I love the title, From Kids from 1 to 92. Do you know how Mel Torme's son ended up in Appleton?
You know, it's a really kind of crazy. I do, but I don't remember the story.
Okay.
But because he does tell it. And it's just kind of cool because Steve gives kind of this unique background to even explaining like how that song was written. His father was living in Beverly Hills at the time. Now, Mel and Steve, they're Jewish. So,
right.
So, you know, to write the Christmas song is highly ironic. But he wrote this song. And it was during, I guess, the heat wave of in December, and so it just was this genesis that happened between Mel and this other gentleman. And
hey, Sean,
really,
let's pick up right there, okay? We're going to do some news, and let's come back and finish that story, okay? Great to have you here, buddy. Sean Katzbach is here. We're coming back with more, a few minutes more with Sean, coming up next.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are trying to figure out why a 15-year-old girl went on a shooting spree at her private Christian school, killing two. Police Chief Sean Barnes says they're combing through her home and social media.
We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
Police say she died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. New charges for the suspected UnitedHealthcare CEO shooter, CBS's Anna Schechter.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is basically using all this evidence to up the charges, including that one murder charge, which is linked to terrorism.
An arrest in yesterday's murder of a Russian general. BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko says the suspect confessed to the killing,
saying that he had been promised $100,000 and an opportunity to move to the EU to live.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, you know, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight and through much of the day tomorrow. We could end up with around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. Tonight, clouds increasing into the teens. Snow tomorrow with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets. There's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Oh, don't blame me.
tomorrow night on Nightlight. Lots of fun. Civic Media's own James Maloff, he's a host at WFHR, will be here at 6:35. He's also a local actor. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we rock with Radio for Pets. They will be back in the studio. They are a Green Bay-based slash Marinette Menominee-based punk band, and they are awesome. They're coming back here. They will be on tomorrow night at 7:20. They will be featured on Max Inc. Radio, too, with Rocker and Terry. Too. They are big fans of Radio for Pets as well. So excited to have those guys back. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our friend Sean Katzbach, who does a great job as the City of Marinette Marketing Director. They have a great event coming up Friday. At the, Sean, what time does that start on Friday?
You bet. The doors open at 6.
Okay.
And the show starts at 7.
7 o'clock. Okay. So you got ticket prices for adults are $29.50. Very reasonable.
Yep.
12 plus, it's $15.50. Seniors are 25, and kids under 11, I believe, get in free.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you worried that kids will have fake IDs if to show they're under 11 just so they can take advantage of the city?
You know, I'm more worried about the people who are over 92 who are trying to get in.
Hey, we've got a few of those in Marinette. I drive there all the time. I always get stuck behind the 92-year-olds. That's okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, but no, it's going to be a great night. What's really cool, Johnson Controls, JCI, has sponsored this show. They're going to be collecting backpacks and food for children. And then also CASA of Marinette and Menominee is going to be collecting toys. So the great thing is that it's going to really pull together some local people trying to do some great things for the youth of our area.
Love it. That's so great. So I will encourage people to bring something to donate.
Yeah.
That's such a great thing.
Yeah.
Sean, you talked about giving tickets away. I hope this is okay. We took the liberty of offering tickets earlier, and we did give a couple away. Do you want to do more now, or should we put it out there to listeners?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do more.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is text in on our text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just text in the word STEAM, STEEM, or just say, I'd like tickets to Friday night in Marinette, and we will make it happen. And then we'll ask for your information and get you the tickets. It's just that simple. Just text us on the text line or on the app or the stream and let us know you'd like to attend. It should be a great event. So you were telling a story, Sean, about Mel Torme and his co-writer of the Christmas song. And it thought it was funny that they were both Jewish and they created this song.
Yeah.
It probably just fit and sounded like Christmas, and it doesn't have any religious overtones or anything, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it just really is more about winter and enjoying the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And what's also ironic is Steve still collects a half a penny every time that song is played.
Oh, my gosh. Regardless
of who sings it.
Oh, wow.
So if it plays on the radio, whether it's Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Mariah Carey, it doesn't matter. He's collecting a half a penny.
I would love to know. I mean, it's one of the most popular songs, so he's probably bringing in some good scratch, but
I would think so.
I don't know. Half a penny. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd take it.
Yeah, exactly. I would too.
So,
I certainly wouldn't argue.
How can people get tickets? The Rec Center's number is in Marinette is 715-732-2006. Is there a online link people can go to buy tickets?
They can. What they can do is go to marinette.rec, and that's R-E-C desk, D-E-S-K, so .recdesk.com. If you click on the event and click on concerts, it will take you right to it.
Okay, so it's marinette.recdesk at, no, I'm sorry, Marinette.
No.
Say that again, sorry.
That's okay. Marinette.recdesk.com.
Marinette.recdesk.com. So there's no at.
Yep.
You don't have to bother with that stupid little character that we all struggle with.
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no www because it's HTT. So all you got to do is marinette.recdesk.com.
They're making it easy for you, folks. Check it out. Or Text in right now and we'll give you some tickets. It's going to be a great event. I loved Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, Sean. I hope you guys do that next year. It was such a fun event, and I love seeing the blues go over in an area like we've discussed. I don't really think of when I think of blues music. I think of classic rock or country, but people seem to love it.
Yeah, and we'll have that. Yes, we will have that again next year. And we've already had several professional blues artists, some of them who are in the Blues Hall of Fame, reach out to us and tell us that they would be interested in being part. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
I love it. And as far as Steam goes, this Friday night, a 13-piece band. Very cool. And they play a lot of the Christmas classics, too, so that should be fun. I wish you a lot of luck with this, buddy.
Thanks. And, yeah, I mean, it's everything. It's everything from Run, Run, Rudolph to I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. To Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So, I mean, it's everything.
Okay. My guest is Sean Katzbach. He is the director for the marketing director for the city of Marinette. He's got his hands full. He does a great job up there. Sean, are you ready for Christmas?
I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Do you have favorite Christmas movies? Share a favorite Christmas movie of yours with us, please.
My personal favorite, I think, is Miracle on 34th Street, the old version, or It's a Wonderful Life. One of those two.
You like the classics.
Yeah, I like the classics. Absolutely. I sure do.
What do you get more excited about, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve was big for our family. We'd go out down into Chicago and be with my grandfather and my aunts and uncles and cousins. So, yeah, that was big for us.
Same here. We would always go to midnight mass, and I have great memories of that. Then we come home, and I remember thinking, God, my parents are still up, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. and this is so crazy. And sometimes we'd make Tom and Jerry's, and it's a great memory. But I have to tell you, the idea, if you paid me $1,000, maybe I would stay up that late and go to mass at midnight. I don't think I would do that again.
Exactly. You know, isn't that crazy?
Because
I thought the same thing. I mean, we wouldn't get home till 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
It's nuts.
From my grandfather's, you know, because like you, we'd go to midnight mass. Then we would do presents. Then we, you know, we would play with stuff. And oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We were wiped out.
I know. Hey, before we let you go, anything you're watching that you could recommend? You got a good binge watch going after a long day of marketing for the city of Marinette?
I really enjoyed watching the Yellowstone that just ended.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting into Landman, which is also a Taylor Sheridan.
Oh, he's all over the place.
And it's really good.
I've heard it's great. I haven't checked it out yet, but it looks so much like I probably would have guessed it's a Taylor Sheridan show just by the way it looks. It kind of looks like Yellowstone a little bit, right?
No, it totally does. My wife and I were even talking about that because we watched it last night. It's got that same overtone, but it's good.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a writer.
Yeah, he is. I will say when he's on, he's great. Like Hell or High Water. I thought Yellowstone started strong, kind of fell off for me after a while, and then he's got stuff like Tulsa King where I'm like, ooh. There's only so many hours a day. He's just writing anything right now. But no, he's incredibly talented.
I think all of it kind of, when you really kind of compare lead roles and people, it's all kind of the same guy. John Dutton is not very far off from Stallone in Tulsa King,
right,
as far as what they are and who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. He likes those hard ass main characters for sure.
Exactly.
Hey buddy, congratulations. I hope Friday night crushes, and I wish you luck. You do a great job up there. Keep it up, and thanks for letting us be part of it.
You're welcome, Pete. And as you know, I certainly hope you know, you're always invited. So just give me a call, and I'll make sure I have some tickets up there for you.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Sean.
You're welcome. All right. You take care.
Have a great night. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. That's
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, buddy. That's Sean Katzbach. Check out Steam this Friday night at the Marinette Community Rec Center if you're in the Marinette area. If you want tickets, just text in and let us know, and we will make it happen. We can get you in free, and that would save you Adult ticket prices are almost $30. That's still very reasonable, but not as reasonable as free. Okay, so I got this. We got this Christmas card. You know what this is about?
What?
Remember the other day I was making fun, or I said I should send out a Christmas card where it's just me, even though I have a wife and two kids, yes. But I would send out a Christmas card. I did not catch that right away.
Yeah.
And then I was walking to the restroom during the break, and I'm like, wait a minute. Such a cheesy thing. Craig's better than that. And then I realized what he was doing. So he threw this together. It says, from award-winning artist and filmmaker Craig A. Knitt. And it's just him with a cup of hot cocoa and a Santa hat. Very well done, Craig. My brain is all over the place. I did not catch that right away. Well done. You almost snuck that by us, buddy. So we'll have Craig on again soon. Funny stuff. So listen, The Simpsons dropped this week. Do we have time for a Simpsons clip before we go to a break?
Sure.
All right, let's do some Simpsons. The Simpsons came out in 1989. It's been on for like 35 years, an incredible run. I still say Family Guy wouldn't have happened without The Simpsons. The Simpsons are like my sentimental favorite. And what do we have? Is this Troy McClure?
We have that or Fat Tony.
Oh, Fat Tony's good. Let's do Troy McClure. This is a...
We got two different clips.
Surprise me. Okay. This is Phil Hartman doing the voice for Troy McClure. Phil was a treasure. Troy McClure is a treasure. I miss his character on The Simpsons since Phil died. But here is something from The Simpsons.
You might remember me from such educational films as Lead Paint, Delicious But Deadly. And Here Comes the Metric System. I'm here to provide the facts about sex in a frank and straightforward manner. And now here's Fuzzy Bunny's Guide to You Know What. This is Fuzzy Bunny. About a year ago, he noticed his voice was changing. He had terrible acne and had fur where there was no fur before. He also noticed Fluffy Bunny.
Boring.
And they never ruined their fun by giving in to their throbbing biological urges. Then came the big day. Fluffy and Fuzzy got married. That night came the honeymoon.
She's faking it.
The most satisfying part of the night was knowing that they waited. 9 months later, Fluffy gave birth to 14 beautiful bunnies. 8 survive. And now that you know how it's done, don't do it.
That's so great. The kids are always the funniest when their reaction, and Mrs. Krabappel, played by Linda Wallace, is so funny. She's a great character. You probably don't know The Simpsons that well.
Not as well as Family Guy.
Right. Which is also hilarious. What's our other Simpsons clip? We have
the Fat Tony one.
Oh, was that the only one we had of Lionel Phil Hartman?
That one's just a little bit longer, so we'd have to play that in the next segment.
Okay. We've also got Rushmore, a really funny clip from Rushmore. What did we play last week? We do. The planning the robbery. And what else?
Well, for the Rushmore, it's where he's standing in front of the students and giving a speech.
Oh, let's do that one when we come back. Bill Murray.
Okay.
Doing a great commencement speech at Rushmore Academy. All right, we'll do that. We will wrap things up. And if you want to get a text in at the last minute, folks, you still have time. What's the best gag gift you've ever given or received? We've gotten some people sharing stuff they've given, which is very funny, too. So you can share something you gave, something you received, or just the worst gift ever that you received. That's fine, too. We don't really have a ton of rules here at Nightlight. So let us know what you think. We will be back in a few minutes to wrap things up. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, where we talk to Greg Schwemm. I'd like to thank all my guests. Greg Schwemm was great. He's always fun to talk to. Sean Kasbeck from the Marinette Community Rec Center. He is the marketing director for the city of Marinette. And they have a fun event happening tomorrow night. And if you want tickets, text us right now. We can get you free tickets to the concert at the Marinette Rec Center. Steam is playing. They are Appleton-based, I think. Ermel Torme's son lives there, which is kind of cool. And they will be playing in Marinette Friday night. Thank you for all your texts. Great to hear from you guys. It's always more fun when you get involved and we get to read your texts on the radio. All right. I know it's the Simpsons thing, but there was a Rushmore anniversary. Was it last week? I think Rushmore dropped last week.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a clip. This is one of my favorite clips from Rushmore. I'm sure we've played it at some point before on the show, but Bill Murray is giving the commencement address as one of the alumnus from the school and someone who is not a rich kid. And Jason Schwartzman's character responds to it as he makes a connection with Bill Murray and they want to become friends. He really responds to the speech Bill Murray is giving, which is hilarious.
You guys have it real easy. I never had it like this where I grew up. But I send my kids here because the fact is, you go to one of the best schools in the country, Rushmore. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter. You were born rich and you're going to stay rich. But here's my advice to the rest of you. Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs and take them down. Just remember, they can buy anything, but they can't by backbone. Don't let them forget that. Thank you.
Ready for graduation, Herman? Perhaps you could give us an encore. Nicholas, Copernicus.
Oh, give a I pay for the whole damn natatorium. At least these little pricks can do is hear me out.
Hello, Dr. Guggenheim.
Hello, Max.
Hello, I'm Max Fisher. I just wanted to say that I strongly agree with your views concerning Rushmore. Your speech was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Bloom, this is my chapel partner, Dirk Calloway.
Nice to meet you, Dirk.
Well, thanks. You know, I really think you're right about Rushmore. Come on, Dirk.
What's his name again?
Max Fisher.
Sharp little guy.
He's one of the worst students we've got.
Max Fisher, played by Jason Schwartzman, is like in every extracurricular club at Rushmore, and he's flunking out. He's a great character, and I did a piece about the film Bottle Rocket for New Wisco Weekend last weekend. Pardon me, if you haven't checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a great show. It's on every Saturday and Sunday. It's replayed on Sunday. Lisa Hale does a great job hosting, and I do a classic movie pick every week. And those two films, to me, are Wes Anderson's best films. And it's not that I don't like his work now. I just feel like he had a freshness to his approach back then and the way he wrote characters. And they were interesting and idiosyncratic characters. And now I feel like, or since then, even with Royal Tenenbaums, they're just a little forced in their, you know, they're just a little quirky for their own good, if that makes sense. But anyway, do we have time for the other Rushmore clip?
Not the other. We could do the Fat Tony clip if you wanted.
Okay, so in honor of the Simpsons, we'll do the other Rushmore one tomorrow because I don't want to forget about that one. That's a great clip when they go out to dinner and Bill Murray buys the 14-year-old Max a martini. All right, let's play. Here's another clip from the Simpsons, which dropped this week 35 years ago, a national treasure, and this is the clip. One of my favorite side characters is Fat Tony, voiced by Joe Montana. Here's that clip.
It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
Chief Wiggum, you honor us with your presence.
Baloney. I'm not going to rest until one of us is behind bars. You wouldn't happen to know anything about a cigarette truck that got hijacked on Route 401.
What's a truck?
Don't play dumb with me.
Relax, Chief. You seem tense. You know, the boy here makes an excellent Manhattan.
I'm still going to put you away, you know.
Good for you.
So great. That's the episode where Bart, his way to school, he misses the bus, and he slips and falls down some stairs, and he ends up at a social club for mafia guys, and he ends up serving them drinks. Great play on the movie Goodfellas. Really good stuff. So, hey, I wanted to say before we go, I just finished the show The Day of the Jackal last night. And it was irritating because it's one of those shows where they drop a new episode every week, so you have to wait. Not how I like to do TV, but I cannot recommend it enough. If you can stick with it, and now you can watch all 10 episodes, really good show, and they throw some curveballs at you. Highly recommend. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. Radio for Pests will be in the studio. How cool is that, Conrad? Are you as excited as me?
They're going to knock my socks off.
Great stuff. And then James Maloff will be here, one of Civic Media's own at 6:35. Thank you for all your texts. Thank you to Greg Schwem, and thank you to Sean Katzbeck. As always, I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, we will see you tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
There's progress we have found.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabe. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Residents of Madison, Wisconsin are in shock after a teen shooter killed two people at a private Christian school. This student was at a candlelight vigil held last night.
It's still kind of hard to think and feel feelings because of just how incredibly, like, emotionally and mentally taxing that experience was.
CBS's Ian Lee on the investigation into a motive for the 15-year-old suspect.
One thing they may be looking into is whether or not Natalie Rupnow was bullied at the school. They say they're considering that. Also saying that this wasn't a targeted shooting. She wasn't going in there looking for anyone in particular.
In a statement, President Biden cited the tragedy in calling on Congress to pass tougher gun laws. Another shooting, a Manhattan grand jury has filed new charges against Luigi Mangione. He's the man suspected of gunning down United Health.